You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Hello, everybody. Woo. What the hell happened last night? I damn near built an ark.
If you're praying for rain, if it's you, stop.
Wow. I don't think I'm going to water the grass for the next month.
We watered three times in the last week because every time it said it was going to rain, it didn't rain. And I kid you not, we watered for about 30 minutes last night.
You guys,
and then the clouds came in.
It rained and then it kept raining and then there was thunder. And then before I knew it, we were outside when it started. And these were the raindrops that are the size of like baseballs. These huge splattering fat raindrops when it started.
Right.
Like, what the heck is going on? Then we go to sleep. And I remember sort of in the middle of the night waking up and thinking, oh my God, is it still raining?
And the wind.
I got my answer at 1:38 this morning because that's what my clock read when I woke up this morning. 1:38 this morning, we lost power.
So it was 3:30 in the morning when I finally woke up and I turned to T and I woke her up and I go, is it still raining? And she goes, well, it sounds like it, doesn't it, dum-dum? And it was so windy. I mean, the wind was just howling. And I said, do you think I need to bring the flag in? Because I got a nice little heavy American flag out front.
Yeah, you missed the window.
And she goes, it might be too late. So I go downstairs. I open the garage door. I go outside and retrieve the flag. It had not ripped off the house. I thought it would have, but it had not. Overland Park, your new address, 8.2 inches of rain last night.
8.2 inches.
Woo! Independence, 8 inches of rain last night. Kansas City, Kansas, 6.3. Gardner, 5.9. Gladstone, 5. The winner, Western Shawnee.
What'd you get? Come on.
We got 8.7 inches of rain last night.
My the dome flew away.
The dome did not work, clearly.
No, it was wild. As you guys have mentioned,
8.7 inches, dude.
When I went to bed, it was pouring down rain. And when I woke up at 6:30 this morning, it was still pouring down rain in Waldo.
Man, still. In Western Waldo?
Mm-hmm.
Did your dome not work either?
I did not. Mm-mm. Mm.
Wow. So have you seen the front page of the Kansas City Star with all of the cars floating away? And
23 rescues last night for the fire department.
Okay, I want to know the times of those rescues. Because, and I'm not victim blaming here, you know that's not me, because it can happen where it's dark out, you turn left instead of right, and before you know it, that water is up over your hood. Yeah. But I would think if you live near one of the usual suspects areas around Turkey Creek or Indian Creek or
that stretch of I-35 near 20th Street.
Yes, just the usual suspects that always flood. I said to Sam out in the newsroom, like, you would have known if you lived here for any amount of time at all that kind of rain overnight, you just avoid the usual suspect places. And I know we want to talk to you if you got stranded, if you got rescued, mm-hmm. like what happened and how? Because I know how terrifying that can be. Fire department was like, okay, we are not sleeping tonight.
So in my neighborhood, I'm driving to the gym this morning. It's like 8:10. And my neighbor, dear friend, Heather calls me and you know, my gym is like 30 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
Right? My phone rings and it's Heather. And I'm like, hello? And she goes, have you checked your basement? And I go, no. And she goes, you need to check your basement. I said, Heather, I'm like 30 minutes away. I'm in Overland Park.
Right.
And she goes, well, and I'm not going to use our names, but there's a sales lady here who lives two doors down from me.
Right.
Their basement flooded last night. They had 3 inches of water in their basement.
Dang.
Yeah.
And those are newer builds, too.
They are newer builds.
Yeah.
I mean, my house was built in, I believe, 2011. And so these are newer houses, you know, nice houses.
Yeah.
And she passed me earlier today when I was bringing in the trash. And she goes, and I think she was looking for, well, let me rephrase that. She just wanted to know she wasn't alone.
Right.
And she goes, did your basement flood? And I go, no.
Bone dry.
Dry as a bone. And she goes, oh, ours did. And I go, how bad? I said, rumor is that your basement flooded last night. And she goes, yeah, we got about 3 inches. I'm heading to Walmart to buy a bunch of fans.
She needs to call American Topsoil to get that positive. Yeah,
exactly right.
Exactly
right.
What that you power, need to do.
888 soil.
That's right.
That's right.
That's why yours is bone dry.
So, and then I'm leaving the neighborhood and to come to work today, and I'm driving down the street, and I couldn't help but notice that there was this one couple on the street adjacent to where we live. They looked pissed.
Oh.
And they're standing in their driveway with a shop vac.
Yeah.
And they're pouring it out into the curb.
Oh.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Wait, one shop vac. Do you know how many trips they had to make?
It's going to be dozens and right. dozens and dozens of trips. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
And like even the sales gal who works here, whose basement flooded today, she told me they can't get people out to the house until tomorrow.
Oh, get in line.
Right. So, you know, she's like, everything's ruined, you know, because it's a finished basement.
I know.
And you've got a couch down there. You've got, you know, probably a TV stand, whatever.
And you can, it's not like center. Something you can just wait on because you've got time. You can't let that set. And then you've got mold issue. You know, you kind of got to get on it.
It's almost like a wool rug that you fill with water and leave in your driveway
right.
and bake in the sun.
Yeah,
for
it
a
just
few
soaks
days.
That right up.
Got to get that water out of there.
Next thing you know, you've got maggots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just right up.
It'll happen in your basement.
That's what you do.
So, I mean, if my basement were to flood, I'm screwed because I've got a love seat down there, a nice little chair. I've got my drum set down in the basement.
Uh-huh.
That would be ruined if I got 3 inches of rain.
Yeah. Would.
How are the maggots?
I took a very aggressive, today's trash day.
Flamethrower?
Spray hose nozzle setting, and I stood back about 12 feet and I blasted my trash can because that's where the trash can was sitting next to the rug in question. And then, you know, Mother Nature started doing a mating ritual.
You know, they're still going to live even if you water blast them.
No, because the trash guys are coming today. So I water blasted the whole trash can. Just, I barely opened the lid. I'm like, ah, I didn't look, did the deal. When they dump all the trash, then we're going to come home and rinse it out good inside because I can't have that, you know.
Who's we? Johnny?
Johnny's going to be doing that. I'm like, I can't. It's so gross. Oh, my God. It's so gross.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm glad everyone's all right. No, no. You know, they tell you turn around, don't drown, but sometimes you don't know.
He's cleaning the trash cans.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Meeting a new young homeowner for the first time is a unique challenge.
So you think you can help?
I can try.
Hey, what you doing?
Just cleaning my trash cans.
Wow. It's important to build trust.
See, you put your address and phone number on here.
Well, you can never be too safe.
With trash?
Progressive.
Which, by the way...
With trash?
Gives me pause to announce that if you missed the announcement earlier this week, Bill Glass, my journalism school partner, a.k.a. Dr. Rick, will be throwing out the first pitch on Sunday, August 31st at Kauffman Stadium.
I am so excited to go to that game.
And I think I'm catching for him.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm definitely going.
I believe I am catching for Dr. Rick. He cannot wear the mustache. Nope. That is patented.
Nope.
Progressive has the patent on it.
Do not look the mustache in the eye.
No, do not.
He's not throwing the first pitch as Dr. Rick. He's throwing it as Bill Glass.
And he was very clear about that with me and Kathy Nelson. He said, listen, when I come to town,
yeah. Yep.
I can't be Dr. Rick. Progressive has the patent on that. I am Bill Glass, who plays Dr. Rick.
It's good. All
Bill
good.
Bill Glass, friend of Scott Parks.
That's no, his title. Just no, no. Absolutely not. So anyway, he's going to throw out the first pitch on Sunday, August 31st at the Royals game at Kauffman Stadium.
We have so much in our stack today. There is a very disturbing Jeffrey Epstein article that I just want to chat about. We have the city of Prairie Village saying enough with the kids on the e-scooters. And then right as I sat down, Scott goes, have you seen the India Air update?
You have not.
I have not.
I got it right here. I'm going to hide the headline from you. I don't want you to see the headline. We will get to that and much more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sam, we have an update out of New Orleans.
We do. So we've already told you in weeks past that three people have now been arrested in connection to the death of Kansas City sports reporter Adon Manzano.
Hey.
He was down there reporting on the Super Bowl. He didn't show up for his morning assignment. He was found dead in his hotel room. So Danette Colbert, Ricky White, and Christian Anderson. Initially, Colbert and White were the two that were arrested. Colbert was seen with him that night on surveillance footage. Right. They were all facing different charges, including fraud, stealing from their victims. They had tied at least two additional victims to these folks. And now, in a new release, we had heard that text messages dated back years between the three of these people about their scheme. They are all charged with racketeering.
Good. Ooh. Get them federally.
And they have dug all the way back to January 1st of 2012.
Good.
They think that this scheme has been going on for 13 years.
I will remind all of you, do you know how many men woke up confused, stressed out,
watch less,
missing stuff, not remembering what happened? And then how many times the police department in New Orleans or Vegas went, oh, sure, buddy, you don't remember. You have something to drink last night? You do right. some drugs, maybe? That's why this is so mind-blowing that they got away with it as long as they did.
So they would coerce the victims with the lure of sex. They would drug them and steal their money. Court records indicate the years-long operation highlights 18 different instances linked to the group that they can directly get from the text messages. Colbert is described as the party girl and the prostitute. White is described as her handler.
Okay, but listen, Sam, I want to be very clear about one thing. There were multiple men, because she's disgusting. There were multiple men that went, no thanks, I'm good.
Well, she's not attractive.
Who then ended up not understanding where they were or where their money went or where their wallet went, because they would slip drugs into their drinks.
They would call it knockouts or KOs. That came up many times in the text messages. And she would obviously be the front woman going in and identifying the victim, sweet-talking them, as you mentioned, trying to lure them back to a hotel room, all the while pouring drugs, allegedly, into their drink. And White, who was the, quote, handler, would be waiting outside in a fake Uber.
Huh. Well, I hope they all burn in hell.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for his role in a multi-car crash last year.
That's right.
According to a release from the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, Rice pleaded guilty in district court to third-degree felony charges, collision involving serious bodily injury, and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. He can serve his 30 days in jail at any time over the next 5 years.
So he can still play? I mean, I'm not...
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what people can say. Can he play?
I do believe if he completes his probation without any instances of violation, they will waive those 30 days.
Also ordered to pay $115,000 in restitution.
Oh, I bet. Okay. All right.
Air India.
Lay it on me, because I do not know what you're about to say.
From ABC News, dialogue heard on a cockpit voice recording indicates that the captain of Air India's flight that crashed in June, killing 260 people, may have turned off the fuel just after takeoff, prompting the first officer to panic, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited sources familiar with U.S. officials' early assessment. A preliminary report released last week included details about the switches, saying that the fuel to the plane's engines appeared to have been shut off seconds after the plane lifted off.
Yep.
According to the preliminary report, shortly after takeoff, the plane's fuel cutoff switches for both engines went from the run position to the cutoff position, one after another within 1 second.
Within 1 second, yep.
Shutting off fuel to both engines. In the cockpit voice recording, one of the pilots is heard asking the other, "Why did you do that?"
Yep.
The other pilot responded, "I didn't." The Wall Street Journal report added detail to that conversation, saying that the dialogue, quote, between the flight's two pilots indicates it was the captain who turned off the switches that controlled fuel flowing to the plane's two engines.
I knew it.
This is a suicide mission.
I knew it. We did not know in the very, very beginning when he said, "Why did you do that?" And the captain replied, "I didn't." There was some panic that what if internally the system malfunctioned and somehow shut itself off? It was either A or B. It was either, and both Keep in mind both scenarios, Captain Jesse Reed said this, or Commander, are disastrous. Either it's a switch malfunction, and now we got to pull all the planes in and look and see what the heck's going on.
Right.
Or it's sabotage. And here and we are.
According to the Wall Street Journal, it is starting to look like sabotage.
God, why?
Depressed.
So he says, why did you do that? The guy says, I didn't. And then there's panic. Because I'm guessing the co-pilot is then going.
Panic from the first officer, yes.
Yes. Because the co-pilot is then going, oh my gosh. Because when they went back to turn it back on, it's too late.
It's too late. A man in New York was critically injured during an incident with an MRI machine on Long Island on Wednesday. Police say it occurred at the Nassau Open MRI in the village of Westbury around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. A 61-year-old man entered the magnetic resonance imaging room without permission while the machine was in progress.
Oh, God.
He was wearing a large metallic chain around his neck.
Welp.
Causing him to be sucked into the machine.
No!
Yes. According to the MRI facility, the man suffered a, quote, medical episode.
Is that what we're going to call that?
He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. He walked into the room wearing a very large necklace made out of metal. Now, it sucked him into the machine.
They basically wand you down. I've had an MRI in the last, I don't know, 2 years, and they say, we are going to have this conversation. You look at me. Do you have any metal anywhere? Earrings, bracelet, necklace, something hidden? You know, there have been cases.
Do you have a hip replacement that we need to know
yes,
about?
Yes, all of those rods. Things. There have been instances where people either are not completely forthcoming or, you know, without getting.
Got a piercing somewhere I didn't know want my mom to
there
know
we
about,
go,
so I'm not
going
to admit to it.
There are instances
talking about the Prince George?
Things like that happening, really? And then.
All of a sudden, they don't have that piercing anymore.
Well, they don't have something else either.
Can you imagine, though? Because a lot of people don't know what an MRI machine is. They don't know it's a giant magnet spinning at a ridiculous speed.
The M stands for magnetic.
Again, most people don't know that. You just imagine walking into that room with your big old bling bling chain on and then just by your neck being pulled to the machine.
Why
in a
did
rapid...
he just walk in? Like, why?
The story doesn't say why he just walked in into a room he had no business in with a gigantic metal chain around his neck. Okay. And it sucked him into the machine because the machine was on.
Right.
You know what he'll never do again?
Walk?
Walk into an MRI room.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know, like, without being graphic, he's lucky he was not decapitated.
Well, if the machine was on, was there somebody in the machine?
One would think, yeah.
And so
you don't just walk into one of those rooms. What up, bro? You just don't.
What?
Why would he walk in?
When we get back, the Kiss Cam at a Coldplay concert.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be here with you.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Hit the deck.
Oh, in stereo and on the big screen for all to see.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, fair warning, this story is borderline cringeworthy.
Oh, it ain't not borderline.
A Kiss Cam moment broadcast at a Coldplay concert struck a scandalous note when it apparently exposed a cheating tech tycoon and his head of HR mistress.
Do we know this?
As the band's frontman, Chris Martin, mused that they must be, quote, having an affair. The couple, the company, by the way, that they work for is called Astronomer. The couple, identified as Astronomer CEO Andy Byron and the firm's chief human resources officer, Kristen Cabot, scrambled to hide their faces when an image of them canoodling appeared on the Jumbotron at Gillette Stadium near Boston last night.
HR is not going to like that one.
She is HR.
She loved it.
Is she really his HR head?
Yes. Cabot covered her face and quickly turned her back, while Byron, the CEO, ducked down out of view, prompting some laughter from the crowd. Said Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, "Oh, wait, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy."
Oh, God.
The pair appear to work closely together at Astronomer, an AI and data company valued at roughly $1.2 billion. Mm-hmm. When Cabot, the HR gal, was hired in November of last year, Byron gushed about her 20 years of HR experience and, quote, exceptional leadership skills. Cabot said that the hiring energized her. Somebody wrote on Twitter last night, cost of a concert, hotel, $200, tickets, $600, food and drinks, $150, divorce attorney, $50,000, getting exposed by Coldplay having an affair with your coworker, priceless.
Okay.
And he hit the deck like a scene out of a cartoon when something sweeps your legs out from under you.
Here's the deal. This would not have gone viral. It wouldn't even be in the news had they just acted natural. But Sam was showing me out in the newsroom. The camera goes over to them. He drops to the ground and she turns and runs and puts her back to the camera.
So Byron is the CEO.
Yeah.
His wife today on Twitter has dropped her married name. Check that on her Facebook profile, not Twitter, Facebook.
Already?
And is not restricting people from making comments on her page.
Okay.
Let it fly.
You know what? Screw them. The chickens are coming home to roost.
Well,
He's pretty athletic, by the way, to be able to drop down that quickly.
Let me just say this. Is it possible, because Sam said this out in the newsroom, why would you go to a concert where there's, 70,000 people there?
Gillette Stadium? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So let's say there's 70,000 people there. You are a well-ish known locally public figure. Would you not agree?
You're a big wig in the business community.
Yeah, it would be, you've probably been in the business pages and the society pages.
People are going to know who you are.
People are going to know who you are. So I do ask, is it possible they were in the middle of a divorce? He and his wife.
They are now.
I know they are now. But Scott, you would not go to a concert when you are a happily married man and you're living this lie and be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go show my love. Even in front of section A, seat 33, you wouldn't do that.
Well, they had enough room to drop down and run away from the camera. They weren't in a seat. They were in a suite.
Right. So I'm asking you, Sam, is it possible? And I'm not justifying this. I think it's possible maybe there was already something going on behind the scenes.
Then why hide?
Why hit the deck?
That's a great question. I don't know. But you would not go to a suite with a woman that was not your wife.
If you're in the middle of a divorce and you're shown on the Kiss cam at a Coldplay concert with with your mistress, you're just going to be like, hey, here we are. I'm in the middle of a divorce. Who cares?
You're right.
They were still in hiding.
And let's not ignore the fact that she's his chief of HR.
Oh, but he's the CEO. What's he going to do, fire himself? And I'm not saying this is okay. I'm just saying.
I would guess that this is against company policy.
He is the company.
He's the CEO. He's not the board of directors.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I mean, if you engage in a romantic relationship with someone here in the office, you have to tell the boss. You have to.
It is frowned upon.
From the text line, is it possible the camera guy knew?
I hope so.
I mean, that would be hilarious.
I hope so.
What song was it? You ain't never going to listen to that song on the radio again.
I used to rule the world. Now he sweeps the hallways he used to own.
Oh. Jackson County Executive Frank White today vetoed an ordinance calling for his recall in August. White, in a statement, called the measure unlawful, fiscally irresponsible, and in violation of state and federal election laws. We did receive a statement from the chairman of the Jackson County Legislature, Don McGee, who says, and I quote, "The voters of Jackson County used the process laid out in the charter, gathering thousands of signatures in good faith, expecting their voices would be respected. But rather than accept accountability, Executive White is now trying to block the election itself. His veto is just the latest attempt to delay and deny." Something stinks.
You said this during the break. You said that during the break.
It does.
You are a little full of conspiracies today. I'm just going to say. you and Sam were going at it in the newsroom, and you are,
Welcome to the light,
I
Scott.
Think
it's good to be here.
I'm just going
to
tell you this. I think it would be good for you to stop watching as much news as you do, and you will be surprised.
No, I didn't watch very much news.
I know, but
today.
You will be surprised how good that is for your mental health. I refuse to do it anymore at night. I can't.
What are you talking about? You were deep diving political conspiracy videos on Facebook when I walked past your desk.
That didn't mean I was watching news this morning.
News adjacent.
I went to the gym.
Worse.
I went to the gym. I went to church. I worked out in the yard. I did not watch cable news today.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Frank White waited until the 10th day of his 10-day window to veto his recall ordinance.
They're going to override this.
They voted 8-0 to pass the ordinance.
Of course they did.
And they only need a vote of 6-3.
And he knew that when he vetoed it. He knew that no one is on his side.
He's delaying the process.
So we have a call out to Daron McGee, the chairman of the Jackson County Legislature, left a voicemail with his office to try to get him on the air. I did receive a call while we were in this segment from a number I don't recognize, and I think it might be his office. So what I'm going to do when we go to break here in a minute, I'm going to call it back and see if that is who I think it is. Maybe we can get Daron McGee on the air.
Okay.
I'll give Frank a call.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Well, you can go ahead and do that. You're wasting your time.
You remember what he did the last time I called him?
Hung up on you?
He did. Second I said who I was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me the story.
Oh, it was like, I think when the scandal first broke, I was like, let's get Frank on. And somebody gave me his phone number. Hey, this is Frank. Hey, Frank, how are you? I'm Sam, KMBZ Radio, Dana. Click.
Really?
Yeah, click.
He hung up on you?
I don't have anything personal against him at all.
I don't either.
He was a wonderful ambassador for this town back in the day when he played ball.
I've only met him once. He was nothing but a gentleman.
Absolutely. I just think there, you know, this has not been.
This is not his calling.
This is not his calling. And I think voters, had they known, and I don't remember if you were when we talked about this or not, had voters really known how much power the county executive wields and Scott, it is so much. It's more than the mayor. And I don't think when people went to the polls, they saw the name and they thought, yeah, absolutely.
Frank White.
Now that you know how much power that one office holds, the elections are going to be far different moving forward. I think for generations, they'll be like, well, remember back when grandma and grandpa lost their house because that one guy was in? Like, well, you got to be careful who you're voting in for a county executive.
And I don't mean this to be overly critical. It's going to come across that way. He was a brilliant ball player. Brilliant. There's a reason why the number 15 is hanging up on the wall at Kauffman Stadium. He's brilliant. Was brilliant. I honestly believe Frank White belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I really believe that.
But if there were a Hall of Fame for property tax things,
he would not be on it.
He wouldn't be in it.
No.
Or on it. Or
he,
no.
He sucks at being a politician. He lacks empathy. He lacks sympathy. He lacks consideration. And he lacks common sense. He needs to resign.
The word you're looking for is math. He doesn't have math.
He lacks math skills.
Things.
And he needs to resign.
And by the way, last week there were two other vetoes, and one was whether or not the assessor position should be elected.
The senior citizens one is the one, Sam, that is beyond the pale.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the pale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. What do you got, Sam?
So the British Open day one was yesterday.
Yeah.
And
I believe it's today, is it not?
I was not there. Well, they played. Oh, no. This was earlier today. You're right.
It starts today. On Thursday. Yep.
I was not there, but my doppelganger was.
Okay.
I mean, this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
Whoa. Stop the tape. Did I detect a fart in the background there?
Wait a minute. Oh, someone's downwind.
That's got some force. Great shot, by the way.
What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. It's coming off the top face.
It's extraordinary.
Let's stick to the golf.
It's extraordinary.
Let's stick to the golf. They can't stop laughing.
Wait one more time.
A little bit of wind from behind.
A little bit of wind?
From behind. From behind.
What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the club face. It's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
Let's stick to the golf.
A little bit of wind from behind.
Yes.
A little bit of wind from
just
behind.
Just ease down the green.
Extraordinary.
With an echo as well.
With an echo as well.
What did he say?
He said with an echo as well. Because he played in the replay. That's a quality release right there.
Yeah. Might want to check that one. That one may not have come out clean.
From all awful announcing, brilliant Scotty Scheffler's shot hit with perfectly timed fart.
It was a great shot.
One of these days, will grow up, and it's not today.
Patrick McDonald with CBS Sports wrote on Twitter, "It doesn't matter how old you get, a well-timed fart will never not be funny."
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, and you know, golf announcers are the most serious guys. Scotty Scheffler.
So was it one of the announcers who dropped this wolf bait?
No, it was just a random guest, a spectator. But the announcers could not help but die laughing when they came back and had to talk on the air.
So much to say about that shot. A little bit of wind behind it.
A little bit of wind from behind.
Oh, there was wind.
Literally.
Okay. Okay.
Gather.
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 What's up?
No. Not necessary. Totally unnecessary, Sam. Let me ask you guys, because I can't read the next story.
No.
I mean, I'm going to sound like an Underdog commercial from last night. No. Why is that so funny? I mean, it's a guy who's dropping ass. At a golf tournament.
That's 2 days in a row we've talked about Scotty Scheffler, but I prefer this story to the very, very serious one yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What else we got there?
No!
No! Stop it!
I'm done now. You I'm can done. Read. Okay. I'm not going to play it again. I
can't. Okay, story here from the USA Today. the largest piece of Mars to ever make it to Earth is now the most valuable meteorite in the world. It was expected to sell for $4 million at Sotheby's. It sold at auction for $5.3 million. The final price tag, which came after various fees and costs were added, is the most that any meteorite of any origin has ever sold for at auction. It is believed that the meteorite was dislodged from the Mars surface when it was hit by an asteroid, somehow goes out of orbit, and makes its way to Earth.
Do you know when you're in Britain and you hear that noise, they call it blowing off?
No. No, they don't.
Did you see the story about the moon?
Look at someone blowing off right in the middle of Scotty Scheffler's backswing.
What happened with the moon, Sam?
I didn't read all of the details, but apparently we can breathe with the dirt on the moon.
Oh, yes, that's in the stack.
What do you mean you can breathe with the dirt on the moon?
It doesn't make any sense to me either. But we can't breathe the air, but we can breathe the dirt.
Here it is. Scientists have developed a technology that may help humans survive on the surface of the moon. In a study published in Cell Press, researchers extracted water from lunar soil and used it to convert carbon dioxide into oxygen and chemicals for fuel, potentially opening new doors for future deep space exploration by mitigating the need to transport essential resources like water and oxygen from Earth. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Says one of the researchers, "We never fully imagined the magic that the lunar soil possesses. The biggest surprise for all of us was the tangible success of this integrated approach. The one-stop integration of lunar H2O extraction and photothermal CO2 could enhance energy utilization." I have no idea what I'm reading.
Do you know what you can't breathe in?
Farts?
The air on the first tee box at the Open today.
You can breathe it in. You're going to wish you hadn't. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.